Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The fallout continues from the violence that erupted at a Massachusetts maximum security prison in January. Despite a lockdown, lawsuit, and lawmaker complaints about the response to the violence at the Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center, some say there are still problems at the prison. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
The violence on January 10th broke out when several prisoners attacked correction officers. Three guards were hurt, and many prisoners alleged they were beaten in response. Attorney Patty DeJunis asked the Department of Correction for prisoners' grievances filed in the weeks after the violence. She got dozens of them last month.
The ones that DOC did provide me show a campaign of retaliation, of beatings, of using dogs against prisoners, using chemical agents and tasers.
Many of the grievances cite the search of Sousa by a tactical team that was brought in to maintain order. DeJunis says it appears most grievances were denied, and she alleges the DOC retaliated against some of those who complained.
They have been charged with disciplinary offenses. They've been referred for criminal prosecution. Their legal papers are being taken away.
The legal papers were a key issue in a lawsuit filed by prisoners against the DOC. In February, a judge ordered the department to return prisoners' legal paperwork. In its testimony then, the DOC denied the abuse allegations. The department said it had learned that more attacks were planned, so it had to take strong steps. One of the prisoners in that lawsuit is DeJunis' client, Robert Silva Prentice. He testified that he was beaten and tasered by officers. Shortly after his testimony, Silva Prentice was then charged with assaulting a correction officer during the January search. At his prison disciplinary hearing on those charges last month, DeJunis played footage from the search. It includes dogs and someone who DeJunis says is Silva Prentice's cellmate yelling.
You can't see what happened inside the cell, but you can hear at least two dogs barking furiously. They were outside the cell while my client and his cellmate were being beaten and abused by correction officers. And at a certain point, you hear a human being howling in pain.
At the hearing, DeJunis says she also presented photos she had taken indicating that Silva Prentice was tasered on his back, not on his front torso, as the officers claimed. DeJunis says the most serious charges against Silva Prentice were dropped, and she's appealing an assault charge that was upheld. State Senator Jamie Eldridge met with prisoners at Sousa in January. He tried to attend Silva Prentice's hearing, but he says prison officials didn't let him.
I was told that my being there at the hearing as a legislator could impact the integrity of the investigation. And I was told that the regulation does not allow me to attend, which I strongly disagree with.
In a statement, the DOC says Senator Eldridge was granted access to the prison, but disciplinary hearings are closed to the public. The statement also says the DOC does not comment on pending or ongoing litigation. Another lawsuit may be coming, according to Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts Executive Director Liz Matos.
Sousa Baranowski had its issues before all this happened. The culture there and the environment certainly had something to do with the sort of level of violence, and that doesn't seem to have changed very much.
Advocates have also asked the governor, attorney general, and U.S. attorney for independent investigations of how the prison oversees the more than 600 men incarcerated there. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.